This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. United States Senator Ben Sasse, Republican of Nebraska, an outspoken critic of former President Donald Trump, officially resigned from the Senate on Sunday as he prepares to return to academia as president of the University of Florida. Sasse led Midland University, a small private college in his home state, before he ran for the Senate. Sasse submitted his resignation last month, saying he would leave office January 8th, 2 years into his second term in the U.S. Senate. Sasse's departure opens up the seat to an appointment by Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen, a Republican. The previous governor, Republican Pete Ricketts, has said that he will seek the appointment. As U.S. Senator, Sasse frequently aired grievances with Trump as well as his supporters in the Republican Party. When Trump ran for re-election in 2020, Sasse rebuked him, saying he kisses dictators' butts, flirted with white supremacists, disparages women, mocks evangelicals behind closed doors, and treats the presidency like a business opportunity. Sasse was among seven Republicans who voted to impeach Trump a second time after the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack. He blamed Trump for intimidating election officials and repeatedly boosting baseless claims of widespread election fraud in the 2020 election. A defunct NASA satellite has fallen back to Earth after 38 years orbiting our planet. The Earth Radiation Budget satellite, known as ERBS, was launched in 1984 aboard Space Shuttle Challenger. Until 2005, data from ERBS helped researchers investigate how Earth absorbed and radiated energy from the sun and also measured ozone, water vapor, nitrogen dioxide, and aerosol concentrations in the Earth's stratosphere. The satellite far exceeded its expected two-year lifespan, operating for more than 21 years. An instrument on board ERBS, the Stratospheric Aerosol and Gas Experiment 2, or SAGE-2, collected data that confirmed that the ozone layer was declining on a global scale. That data helped shape the Montreal Protocol Agreement, an international agreement signed in 1987 by dozens of countries that resulted in a dramatic decrease around the globe in the use of ozone-destroying chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, chemicals once commonly used in aerosol sprays, refrigeration, and air conditioners. If the ban on CFCs had not been agreed upon, the world would be on track for a collapse of the ozone layer and an additional 2.5 degrees Celsius of global warming by the end of the century. ERBS re-entered Earth's atmosphere on Sunday at 11:04 p.m. Eastern Time over the Bering Sea. It wasn't immediately clear whether parts of the satellite survived re-entry. Today, SAGE-3 on the International Space Station collects data on the health of the ozone layer. The Mega Millions jackpot has jumped to more than $1 billion after Friday night's drawing ended without an overall winner. But not everyone was a loser on Friday night. There were more than 4 million winning tickets at other prize levels, ranging from $2 to $1 million. Five tickets snagged a $1 million prize by matching all five white balls. The jackpot is now an estimated $1.1 billion, or a prize of $568.7 million in a cash payout. If someone wins at that amount, it would be the third largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. The next drawing is Tuesday, January 10th. A Texas couple welcomed twin baby girls with birthdays in different years. The twins were born on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. According to the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Denton, Texas, Annie Scott was born at 11:55 p.m., December 31, 2022. Her sister Effie Scott arrived at midnight on January 1, 2023. Just 5 minutes apart at their times of birth, they're a year apart, on paper. A Dubai investment firm is building a luxury resort in Madison County. Montana has been chosen as the first U.S. location for luxury resort developers, one and only. The company has luxury resorts all over the world. This new resort aims to be even more exclusive than the Uber Rich's Yellowstone Club. Plans are that the resort will be located in the Moonlight Basin area with an exclusive ski gondola to access 5,800 acres of private ski terrain to guests. The resort will have 73 guest rooms and suites, 19 upscale villas, exclusive restaurants, and a spa. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.